This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to Roaming Ramadan, Lessons on the Road. And we are here, subhanAllah, where life exists above water in Venice, Italy. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, beautiful, beautiful island. SubhanAllah, island by definition, just for those who maybe don't know, means a solid land that is surrounded by water from all directions. This is the literal definition of this beautiful town, this beautiful island, Venice in Italy. SubhanAllah, wherever you look, there is water. Wherever you look, between the buildings, mode of transportation is just a boat. If you want to transport goods, this is what you ride. If you want to go from point A to point Z, you have to take a boat, you have to take a ride on water. SubhanAllah, we were coming by train from Rome to Venice. This is our first time here. And as we arrived to the last station, a lady approached us. She noticed that we're carrying too much luggage for such an island. And she asked, well, where are you guys? Where are you guys going? So we said, we're going to Venice. This is our first time. She's from here. And she said, how are you going to go to the hotel? We said, we're going to order Uber. So she started laughing at us. And she told us the truth that actually there are no cars in Venice. And actually, I tried to order Uber upon arriving, and it says there is no any ride found, there is no drivers found, because there are no cars exist in Venice. Can you imagine? And subhanAllah, that remind me of something very interesting, the word adaptability, or adjusting to situations where you have no choices. SubhanAllah al-Azim, people here in this beautiful island, the residents, by the way, are 55,000. They are decreasing for certain difficulties, like, you know, as I mentioned, in order for you to really live here, you need to learn the art of sailing and riding boats and the like. But aside from that, also sometimes they said in the past flooding was a challenge. Now they resolved the problem of flooding, but not everyone will be able to really adjust to such a climate and such environment. But the bottom line is there are people who live here very happily and they can't even imagine themselves living elsewhere. Adaptability is the condition in which you find yourself have no choices in life, yet you adapt, you adjust, and you live, and you accept, and you become content, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the provision that He had given you. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was forced to migrate from Mecca to Medina, he left his beloved city and even talked to it. If you remember, when he leave before leaving the city, he looked back and he said, wallahi, if your people did not drive me out of it, I would have never left you. I would have never left this beautiful city, my birthplace. But the Prophet ﷺ then left to Medina, and in Medina, that was the hub and the turning point in Islamic history, where Islam found its way to flourish and found its way to almost everyone's heart until today and until eternity, inshallah ta'ala. Medina was the place the Prophet ﷺ adapted to. In fact, he wanted to be buried in Medina. That was his last will, that he wanted to be buried with his brothers Al-Ansar, the people who brought victory by Allah's permission to Islam, the people of Medina. So learn in life that when things become tough, adjust to it. When I was injured and my back was nearly broken, and I suffered, you know, for a year on a wheelchair and so on. I was despondent in the beginning. I was actually at the verge of depression in the beginning. But subhanAllah al-Azim, when I decided to live according to what I can handle, and that is operating my life and functioning on a wheelchair, only then the pain was subsided, believe it or not. Only then things become easier. So learn this word today, inshallah, and try to ask yourself, what is it that I need to adjust to? What is it that I need to adapt and live without looking at others who may be being granted something in, from your perspective, better than you? And that's why the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ reminded us to look at those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and never look at those who have been given much more. Because once you look at those who have been given more than you, you would become depressed. You would become sad about what you already have. So learn to be grateful, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لشديد. If you're grateful, I'll increase you in provision. But if you are ungrateful, then wait for the punishment of Allah, because Allah's punishment is so severe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So learn from the people of Venice, mashallah, tabarakallah. Learn the art of adaptability, acceptance, and adjustment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that heart that will always be content with whatever situation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.